Ron Brown, we usually have a very special movie open for you because Ron Brown has the movie reviews and he passes out brownie points, but we kind of wanted to grasp that part of the Anthony Bourdain extravaganza. Is it a movie that's celebratory about food and you know, he liked to drink and smoke, or is it more somber?
It is about his emergence as a person. Really, I mean, it's a coming-of-age story. It called Tony because that's the only name he went by when he was a young college student. It wasn't Anthony. It was just Tony. So this tells how he evolved into that person that became such a beloved character, book writer, as well as TV personality. So it's very, very interesting how he evolved from this wayward kid into Anthony Bourdain.
It's not in movie theaters yet, right?
It's coming out very soon. It's coming out August 7th, next Friday. So it's right around the corner. It's still cooking a little bit, so it's going to be served out pretty soon. It's the biopic about celebrity chef, author, and travel show host Anthony Bourdain. It's simply called Tony, as I said, because that's the only name that he went by. In the movie, he's a young college student. He's very intelligent. He's very arrogant as well. He's also very intense and angry, and he's prone to some risky behavior as young students, you know, kind of are sometimes. He's not above making up stories about himself and his accomplishments in order to impress his family, his friends, and pretty girls. He follows one of those dreamy Vassar College girls to Provincetown, Massachusetts, where she will work in a pizza restaurant serving tourists for the summer. He didn't know it at the time, but that decision would change his life, Lisa, because he needed to find a job, too. He got there with no way back, really. So he takes a job as a dishwasher in a small seaside restaurant. Of course, he didn't stay a dishwasher, as we know by now, but at the time, he had no higher aspirations. He lied.
Isn't that crazy? I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're talking about Anthony Bourdain, and he went to Vassar, and he just wanted dishwasher? He had no other aspirations?
He had no money in his pockets. He followed the girl, and he thought he would, score. He thought he was just going to, you know, go keep on lying about being an author because that was his ambition. And it turns out, life is funny. Life is funny, Lisa.
Yeah.
So, but these lies that he told, as often happens, they turned out to be overcooked and they burned him. Really. So he was kind of left stranded out there. Things worked out for him, though. Tony stars Dominic Sessa as a young Bourdain, and he is very, very good. And you may remember Dominic from The Holdovers, a movie a few years back with Paul Giamatti, and he's just as good, if not better, right here. The cast also includes rising star Leo Woodall as Sal. He's a charismatic restaurant worker that Tony pals around with, drinks and does drugs with. Amelia Jones as Tony's love interest, and Antonio Banderas as the chef who also helps change Tony's life with a helping hand, and he's very sympathetic, and also some occasional tough love, as often is the case, helps change somebody's life. Tony has all the right ingredients for the coming-of-age story. There's a character arc that goes from wayward youth to emerging prosperous adult and who learns how to channel his thoughts and his actions into something positive. It has engaging side characters who enliven their scenes with cool charisma. The love interest, who's not just a pretty face but an intelligent character. And then, as I mentioned, the Antonio Banderas character, who's a wise mentor who's lived and loved a lot and sees the value in passing that along to someone with potential. It's a fantastic movie. I give Tony 4 out of 5 brownie points. At the end of the day, the film Tony's not a movie about food. It's a movie, Lisa, about the food of life. And it should be on your menu of movies to watch this summer. The release date, again, is August 7th. That's next Friday.
I really want to see that. I have an Anthony Bourdain poster with one of his great quotes in my pantry because no one loved food or life more than he did, or at least that was my perception.
Well, he could express that so well. He was beloved. It was such a tragedy when he died. So this is a celebration, not of his entire life, but of the very beginning, and it does make you think and reflect on how people, and when they get their crossroads at a very young age, they can go one way or the other way. And sometimes They actually go down both roads and then decide which path is going to be the best for them. And then Anthony Bourdain's, he just had too much going for him to not succeed at whatever he wanted to do.
Next up is the dink. And I'm glad you're explaining what a dink is because I don't play pickleball.
Well, a dink is a shot in volleyball, ping pong, or in this case, pickleball, where the player holds back a forceful shot to trick the opponent with a surprising soft touch to gently put the ball over the net and win the point. It's a strategy. The Dink is also a new comedy that's streaming on Apple TV about a former tennis prodigy who now works as a country club instructor teaching snotty young kids the finer points of tennis. But he's really more interested in talking about his own glory days as a young tennis player with a bright future until an injury rewrote his life story. Now, this is not a true story. It's just a fictional story. But it stars Jake Johnson as Dustin Boyd, who's nicknamed the Hammer because he hits the ball so hard. Aaron Chen is his assistant and a sidekick who worships him. Ed Harris, everybody loves him. He's the father and country club owner who doesn't respect him. He's not really a good dad. And Oscar winner Mary Steenburgen is back up on the screen, and that's she plays his much older, plucky pickleball partner. Ben Stiller also has a supporting role as Dustin's creepy doctor who prescribes pickleball as the cure for a new wrist injury that Dustin suffers on the tennis court while playing for the right to face and defeat the club pickleball champion and drive them out of the club's austere surroundings forever. That's the setup. What's so inviting about this sports comedy is the fast pace of the scenes, the timing of the many, many, many funny jokes, the casting of the talented supporting cast, which also includes Patton Oswalt as themselves, tennis stars Andy Roddick and John McEnroe. They're very funny. It's an up-against-them country club rivalry story, kind of like Caddyshack. And while it doesn't rise to the level of that all-time classic, what does? The Dink certainly is the best pickleball movie of the summer so far, Lisa. I'll go out on a limb and say that's true. I enjoyed it a lot. I'm going to give The Dink 3 out of 5 brownie points. It serves up a lot of laughter. It's on Apple TV right now.
And do you play?
Never played in my life.
Me neither.
But it's very funny and very knowing about the game as because people in the movie are looking down at it as, you know, this is a sport for people that don't play sports. This is a sport for old people who can't run. This is a sport for people who aren't very talented. So it puts all those in a basket and says, you know what, though? It's just fun, though. Is there anything wrong with that? So
no.
So nothing wrong with that at all. So, yeah, get out there on the pickleball court. It may inspire me to get out on the pickleball court.
Of course, I think every year there's something like 400,000 injuries for people over the age of 50 because of pickleball.
Yeah, don't try and jump over the net.
Yeah,
it doesn't always work out very well. But it's a very funny movie. Worth your time.
And I'm still trying to get a ticket to see The Odyssey in an IMAX. I've yet to accomplish that, but I'm working on it because you're – review last week was stellar as usual.
Oh, well, I'm glad it inspired you to see the movie or try to see the movie. I think you will enjoy it. I hope you do. And it's got to be frustrating to wait for that IMAX ticket, though.
Yeah. Read Ron's reviews. They're at WGNRadio.com on the Lisa Dent Show page. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, you're welcome. That's a wrap, Lisa.